Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Thank you. sé que en la vida hay que luchar, y siendo pobres con una cruz, pero tu amor, mi amor, vale más, por eso pido no sufras más. Si es por el hijo que estás así, sé que esa lágrima ya llegará, y en sus ojos nos traerá una mirada llena de amor. Pero no llores, me harás llorar. Pero no llores, me harás llorar. Pero no
So, amigos, that was Sabia Andina all the way from Bolivia. Yeah, my friends, this is what we got for you in Latin America as for folk music. Because the mountain, the atmosphere, the habitat, you know, that gives you the chance to actually experiment with wind instruments, guitar instruments, you know, guitar instruments, string instruments, and to assimilate the sound of the wind, the sound of the water, the sound of the birds, the animals, you know. And that's the beauty of Pachamama, you know, Mother Earth, you know. And Patagonia offers you all that and much, much more, you know, along the Andes, you know, Patagonia. And Tierra del Fuego, that's called, you know. We got a little thing to worry about, because Milei, the Argentinian president, has been giving acres and acres of land from Patagonia to the new settlers. And, you know, have a guess who the settlers are. You know, they are people who actually failed to accommodate themselves in the Gaza Strip, you know, in the homes and properties that were stolen from the Palestinian families. And the reason is because they cannot survive or live cope with bombs dropping all over them, you know, like they did with the Palestinians. You know, because Iran and Lebanon attacking this Gaza Strip constantly now, because not just the Gaza Strip, the whole of Israel has been under attack because of the stupidity of trying to pick up a fight with Iran. You know, they underestimated that country. That country doesn't mess about. That country does what he says. You know, and it doesn't come up with excuses, you know, no theatrical shows, you know, to request, you know, empathy from the world. No, they don't. So therefore, now all these people that are moving out of Israel, there, and Milei, self-proclaimed Jewish, has offered them land, you know, in acres of land, you know, in Patagonia, which is that's the most ridiculous thing to do, because Patagonia is classed as one of the wonders of the world. And you know, when these people just settle down, you know, they do. Yeah, we all know what they do, and that is the reason why I'm saying that you know, the natives of Patagonia, the Indians, you know, the Aborigines from there are going to be suffering the consequences, you know. Imagine what they did to Palestinian people who actually lived there forever and ever and ever and ever, right? So what are they going to do to these people in Patagonia, you know, to the Indians in Patagonia, you know? And the Indians, I don't think they will put up with it. I don't think they will. I don't think the South Americans, you know, natives, you know, will accept that kind of treatment, you know, and kind of laws that these people are gonna set up open these people. No more, no more. You know, that's it. Enough, enough, enough is enough. Now they got two legs to stand up against the enemy, against the invader, because that's an invasion, actually, you know, an invasion. You know, and these people belay, you know, who is allowing these people to do that, doesn't care because he's not a native, you know. It's only, I think, it's only people who actually understand the history of the natives of Latin America and North America also are the ones who actually understand and actually, you know, can support, you know, the movement of Indian movements, you know, native movements in the Americas. You know, not just in South America, in the whole old Americas, you know, in the United States and Canada, you know, as I said, you know, the rest of Latin America, South America, Central America, all those places. Well, anyway, yes, let's pray, you know, that it doesn't get to Chile also, because then that will be taking the whole of Patagonia, you know. You know, Patagonia is split between Chile and Argentina. So the Argentinian side has been given away by the president of Argentina. You know, Milei has been giving land to these people. So anyway, amigos, all this music that I play for you, the folky music, is to do with the love for Pachamama, you know, the Mother Earth, you know, look after it. And they only extract, you know, what is needed, like food, water, you know, you know, the purity of the land, you know. And if they cut a tree down, you know, they plant another one to replace that tree. And they don't cut the trees down, you know, the centennial trees, you know, that have been there forever, they're not being cut down, you know. They've been looked after because those trees have provided the whole population with shade, protection, you know, from the weather, protection from floodings, protection from everywhere. So that's why I was saying earlier on, you know, that it's one of the wonders of the world, because people rely on the Patagonian nature to keep them going, to keep them alive, to keep the new generations and the regenerations alive, you know. And these people who actually, when they settled in Patagonia, in the Gaza, you know, the Zionists, you know, what have they been doing? They've been destroying the olive trees, you know, to stop the Palestinians, you know, from producing olives. They've been burning their harvest. They've been destroying their wells, you know, the rivers, everything that help these people survive, it's been destroyed, you know, it's been slowly destroyed, including the human life has been destroyed. So imagine these people who actually did that there in that part of the world, now they're being allowed to go to another part of the world, and history should teach us, you know, that to improve, to get better, you know, to develop, you know, instead of going backwards, you know. And I am afraid, I'm very afraid and sad and worried. And I think that millions of people in Latin America are also very, very worried about what this move is, you know, about these people being allowed to go there. So I'm sure for certain, you know, that the Argentinian population also will rise and say, no, mate, I'm sorry, but you cannot do that. This is our land, you know, this is our place to look after, you know. And now, in order to be in the good books with the Argentinian population, Milei has said that the Argentinian Falkland Islands, their Malvinas, are Argentinian. You know, I know he knows that by saying that it's very patriotism coming into effect. Patriotism, you know, like I defend the Falkland Islands, the Argentinian, blah, 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 because he wants the support of the people, of the population. You see, all these politicians, you know, they're full of bull. They're full of poo-poo, man, you know. They rely on things like, the Falklands are ours, you know, and Argentinian, blah, blah. So the people will say, yeah, man, this guy is really, really, oh, wow, he's brave, you know, and he's defending our territory, you know. Do you know what I mean? It's like, now with this thing about Trump, you know, in that meal, that dinner that he was having with some people and some people from the press, you know, and they show the CCTV camera, this guy running into the most secure building in the world. It's like when the 7th of October, you know, the Hamas, you know, got through the fence, you know, in the most protected country in the world. You see all these people, these Zionists, imperialist Zionists, you know, how they play with us, with our minds, you know. And some of us human fools, we fall for the trap. Then everybody was, oh, the 7th of October, because the 7th of October, you know what I mean? And they don't realize, you know, they don't read history. That's why history books, you know, have been written by the ones who actually committed the crimes. And the ones who actually defended the people being the victims, they've been put away. Those books don't exist, you know. Wow, wow, wow. Like we got in Chile, for example, you know, during the coup, you know, the dictatorship ordered their soldiers, you know, to go into libraries and go into homes and raid the homes, take the political books out, you know, or everything that had to do with humanitarian help, humanitarian care, you know, were taken out because that was communist propaganda, you know, we don't want that here. And the truth was that they wanted to erase history because they know that history will bring them to trial, you know. History has been written in the wrong by the wrong people, was written by the wrong people, and you know, lies, you know, and they carry on lying right now, you know, 21st century, and they're still lying, and people are still believing, and that's why they're taking away the books, the history books, and all this, because they don't want them to know. They don't want them to know the history, because if you know about the history, we'll try and do something about the present and the future. And that's not going to be very nice to them, because they know for a fact, you know, that they cocked up in the past and they're cocking up in the present. And if they're allowed, they'll be cocking up in the future too. And the whole thing is going to be a cock up. And we are here with our arms across our chest, thinking, what do we do? What do we do? How can we do this? So let's unite, you know, and let's have a word. Let's have a say. Let's have something to do, you know, and condemn all these situations that are happening right now in the world. You know, condemn, for example, you know, the giving for free land in Patagonia. Let's condemn this thing about him in Washington taking us as fools, for fools. We're not fools. We know what's going on. But he's got the upper hand because he's got the control of the media, even though he goes, oh, the media is disgusting, you know. They ask me, always ask me silly questions, you know, stupid questions. You know, when they ask him a question in a press conference and he feels a bit uncomfortable with not knowing how to answer, because if he answered it, he will give it away. He will be away with the plot, you know, that he's planning, the plot that he's got in his little mind, you know. So he defends himself. He answers by saying, oh, yeah, what a stupid question. What a stupid questions. But we know that we know about your agency, you know, always sending reporters, you know, asking silly questions and so on. And he diverts the subject. He diverts the subject to the different direction. And then at the end, you know, to top it all, he goes, oh, okay, well, next question, you know. So, right, he answered the question that he was asked and made him uncomfortable with a critique of the question. instead of answering the question, he criticizes the question and changes the direction of the question. So everybody goes to a different thing, and then, you know, you think to yourself, wow, why is he not answering this question? And there you are, you see, that's a dirty politician, a pervert, you know, corrupted politician. That is one of them. It's showing us all, the whole world, how to be corrupt and a dirty politician. It's got many other accusations, you know, that are, I'm tired of mentioning. I think people are tired already hearing about what his personal business were outside the office. Anyway, so that's, as I'm saying, they divert the our concentration into that question that was asked, and we go into something else. And then when he says, okay, next question, then this another journalist, pretending to be a journalist, but it's one of his team, one guy who's going to go and you know, like congratulate him of something, for some move that he's supposed to have done, you know. So this infiltration also there. These guys are prepared. They're prepared to destroy the world, to destroy our mind, to destroy our right to think, to destroy our right to protest, to destroy democracy, you know, as it should be. You know, they call it democracy, but it's not democracy. It's dictatorship what they're doing right now. It's dictating us, you know, how to behave, how to answer questions, how to live our lives, you know? And that is the most ridiculous thing that's happening right now. This is the latest film, you know, show that they did now in the White House, with people running everywhere, blah, blah. And they even show these women who weren't really bothered, but they were nicking bottles of wine, you know, before moving out. There was another guy sat at this table finishing his meal while everybody was chaotically running around like headless chickens, and worried that they're being shot at, you know. And, you know, oh, it's all a charade, you know, it's all that they play, you know. And it's a circus. I call it Cirque Hollywood. Cirque Hollywood. Because that's what it is. You know, they think that they can do the same thing in real life, you know, that they do on movies. You know, they think that, where is Rambo then? Where is Rambo? Where is Arnold? Where is Van Damme? where is Siegel? Where is all these people that are the heroes, you know? Where is Superman? You know, it's all movie-minded, you know, it's all a movie. They think the whole thing is a movie. And they're the goodies, and they're fighting the baddies. And, you know, in real life, they cannot do that, you know, they cannot do that. In real life, you know, you got the real baddies, you know, as you call them, the real baddies, as you call them, right? And they defend themselves, and now you pull yourself because you haven't got enough guts for real life reality. Amigos, let's play some more music now, okay?
Sisi tu nyanyi tay, matu siki situ, matu siki situ. Ya, chiquillo, las palmas. Esto es una fiesta. Que se escuche. Sí.
Solo de pena y silencio llegó hasta el agua profunda. Un sendero solo de penas mudas llegó hasta la espuma. Sabe Dios qué angustia te acompañó, qué dolores viejos cayó tu voz.
para recostarte arrullada en el canto de las caracolas marinas. La canción que canta en el fondo oscuro del mar, la caracola. Te vas, Alfonsina, con tu soledad. ¿Qué poemas nuevos fuiste a buscar? Una voz antigua de viento y de sal te requiebra el alma y la está llevando. Y te vas hacia allá como en sueños, dormida Alfonsina, vestida de... Sirenitas te llevarán por caminos de algas y de coral, y fosforescentes caballos marinos harán una ronda a tu lado, y los habitantes del agua van a jugar pronto a tu lado. Bájame la lámpara un poco más, déjame que duerma nodriza en paz. Y si llama él, no le digas que estoy, dile que Alfonsina no vuelve. Y si llama él, no le digas nunca que estoy, di que me he ido. Te vas, Alfonsina, con tu soledad. ¿Qué poemas nuevos fuiste a buscar? Una voz antigua de viento y de sal te requiebra el alma y la está llevando. Y te vas hacia allá como en sueños, dormida Alfonsina, vestida de...
Wow, that was our comadre. Our Mercedes Sosa. I hope that Julie is listening to the show, because she's one of the favorite singers. Well, anyway, if she's not, tough. Okay, amigos, let's carry on with the music. You know, we got a few minutes left. I'm gonna try and play as much as I can within this space that we got left. Here we go.
Silencio. Cuando llamando a la suerte no comparece en este momento. Silencio. Solo recogiendo plato roto a mi compadre de puerto en puerto. Silencio, solo en silencio. Barquito velero, barquito velero. Mentira, todo es mentira. Los sueños y las ilusiones sin timón hacia la deriva. Susurran calladita mar, cielo y río. Llevan lejana madre y niña, testigo de un tiempo
a bailar.
sombrero de tres puntas. Ese es el estilo, calidad de Alberto Pedraza. Y dice: échame una mano, compadre, échame una mano. Que suene el llamado, que suene el llamado. Quiero bailar la cumbia con sombrero de punta. Yo quiero bailar la cumbia con sombrero de punta. La negra me ve bailar y empieza a mover los pies, moviendo su pollera con sombrero de tres puntas. La negra me ve bailar y empieza a mover los pies, moviendo su pollera con sombrero de tres puntas. Y dice: vaya compadre, René Amezcua, échale sabor.
Tiramos para arriba o nos achacamos. Te aconsejo que levantes la mirada y hagas como que aquí no ha pasado nada. Que no te la gane la pena, mi friend. Sale ya de este agujero, sale ya de este problema. Mira para arriba y agradece, porque tienes una vida, pese lo que pese.
Ahora abre tu ventana, mira para afuera. Existen cosas bellas, existen cosas buenas. No te dejes vencer, no te dejes enloquecer. Vive el regalo de un nuevo día con placer. Y verás que no hay nada que temer. Busca la verdad de tu interior, busca en tu ser, para comprender que hay alguien que te ama. Y pase lo que pase, no te quiere ver caer. Solo ten fe, porque ya va a estar feliz al verte renacer. Vibra positiva, zona canchepía, para ver si te motivas a vivir un nuevo día. Entonces, ¿en qué quedamos? Tiramos para arriba o nos achacamos. Te aconsejo que levantes la mirada y hagas como que aquí no ha pasado nada. Que no te la gane la pena, mi friend. Sale ya de este agujero, sale ya de este problema. Mira para arriba y agradece, porque tienes una vida. Ahora alza la cabeza, que por algo se empieza. Sal a caminar y observa la naturaleza. Pero si tropiezas, párate enseguida y endereza. Y es que siempre triunfa el que no cesa.
Persevera por lo que tú más quieras. Sal hacia adelante, pero sal a tu manera. Ve con la verdad, siente la pura felicidad al actuar con bondad. Vibra positiva, especial ante ya. Él te regaló el cuerpo y alma para tu felicidad.
Ok, amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening to Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM. Yeah, man, you know, we saying goodbye with a bit of Chilean reggae from Zona Ganja. And yeah, next week I'll be playing some more of this stuff. Ok, amigos, love you all, love one another, and free Palestine.
Mentira es oscuridad te envolverá en penumbras y falsedad. No pienses que por siempre durará, pues la mentira como la noche se acaba y sale la verdad. Entonces como el sol al